listener production.
Good morning, Lizzie Viger here, and welcome to Far North Queensland local news. Checking the weather first, 27 degrees and sunny for Cairns today, down to 17 degrees tonight. Making news today, May 29. New swim vouchers available to teach young kids how to swim. A new Indigenous advisory committee for wet tropics management. And Far North Queensland renters continue to pay more for their rent. Cost of living measures have been a focus of state budget sneak peeks, with vouchers for swimming lessons the latest announcement. $150 vouchers will be available to parents and guardians with healthcare or pensioner cards for children under four. Government data shows three kids in that age group have drowned, and there's been 74 near misses in FNQ pools alone over the last decade. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says even though it may only cover a few lessons, it will make a difference.
This is for our most vulnerable. We've had to target it. It's cost of living pressures, and we'll see how it rolls out.
Plans for a new Indigenous advisory committee will ensure rainforest Aboriginal peoples have more say in wet tropics management. The Wet Tropics Management Authority and Terrain Natural Resource Management have formed a committee to help ensure the rights, interests and priorities of rainforest Aboriginal peoples are addressed. Terrain NRM Board Director Barry Hunter says the committee is not expected to be representative and will not reply place any existing committees. Concerns raised over animal activists targeting workers at abattoirs, and Senator Susan McDonald is calling for harsher penalties. It comes after a pork industry representative was allegedly threatened, with the incident being referred to the Australian Federal Police. Senator McDonald says activists are allegedly going into people's places of work and targeting them on their social media.
Animal welfare activists have been growing bolder in their attacks, and they have moved from fundraising, where they're using images and they're on social media and they're raising money, to what we've already seen, farm invasions, going into piggeries, stealing pigs.
A huge chunk of household income is being chewed up in weekly rent here in Cairns. The typical renter locally is currently forking out 33% of their pay packet to service a lease. According to CoreLogic, that's 4% higher than 2020. And lead has been detected in the water of two Far North Queensland health facilities. Routine testing of water supplies at Atherton Hospital and the Yarrabah Health Facility have detected elevated levels of lead. Taking a look at local sport, after a promising start, the North Queensland Cowboys let their game against the Parramatta Eels just run away from them, losing 24 points to 16. The Northern Pride's Robert Darby played his debut game for the Cowboys in the Friday night match. Coach Todd Payton says he is really pleased with the two debutants, Robert Darby and Zach Laybutt, who contributed strongly to the team in their debut game. And the Northern Pride couldn't quite secure a win against the PNG Hunters, losing 12 points to 16 in Saturday night's round 11 of the QRL Host Plus Cup. Player number 194, Robert Darby, was recently called up by the North Queensland Cowboys as one of their latest debutants. The Pride are now sitting in ninth position on the leaderboard, falling just short of the top eight. And now you're up to date with what's happening in FNQ and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.